Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
NSYNC is back, Gaga is not, and Lizzo says, hold on, J-Lo. We have a wrap-up on Renee Rapp, we run down the TikTok chart, and highlight one of our women in music. It's Thursday, February 29th, and this is Billboard News. Being a millennial, I'm so excited about this first story, so let's jump right into it.
This is very exciting. The deluxe edition of everything I thought it was. Vinyl.
While showing off the vinyl of his upcoming record, Justin Timberlake accidentally revealed a much anticipated collab.
Here it is, deluxe edition. Very excited about it.
An eagle-eyed fan commented, blink twice if NSYNC is on a song called Paradise, to which JT responded with bling. Talk about Paradise. Listen, I was hoping for a full-on NSYNC album, but I'll take whatever I can get. Let's hope this is just the beginning. This next story set Twitter on fire.
I met a lot of partners and people even within the company that would come on board to work with us that were so excited about who I was in my past career.
No, Gaga! Lady Gaga spoke at Upfront about the intersection of beauty, art, science, and technology. But a lot of fans are clinging to this part.
Past career.
Now we know Gaga can do it all. Act, sing, run a beauty empire. I'm sure Lady Gaga was not saying music is in the rearview mirror because we just saw her in the studio. Don't worry, little monsters, mother will return. This week we shared the long list of celebs Jennifer Lopez asked to be in her film, This Is Me Now, a love story, but had to pass. Well, one of them is setting the record straight.
Jennifer Coolidge, not available. Lizzo, not available.
Ain't nobody told me nothing. Nobody asked me. J-Lo, I love you.
Hey, we know how this goes. Someone must have reached out to Lizzo on J-Lo's behalf, and Lizzo's people said her schedule was jam-packed. I mean, being a pop star is a full-time gig, but we are glad to see Lizzo showing Jennifer some love. Maybe we'll get a collab out of it. And I'm Mr. Mean Girl Stan, so I was very excited for this Renee interview, and she delivered. From Beyonce and not wanting to steal from black music, to a Justin Bieber crush, and candidly discussing sexual assault. Renee Rapp sat down with The Hollywood Reporter, and we're giving you the highlights. Renee loves Beyonce, and Beyonce loves her back when she sent her flowers. But though Renee is inspired by her, she doesn't want to run and do an R&B album. She told THR, I think if a white girl does anything that slightly emulates R&B, it's praised 10 times more than when black people do it, just because of the way the world works. And it's in that regard. But yeah, it is something that I want to do so badly, and I will do. And I'm dying at her description of Justin Bieber. On her crush, she said, he was the one boy celebrity pretty much that I ever had a crush on. He reminds me of a really sexy lesbian. Being queer is so fun. But the interview also had its weighted moments when she discussed her song, Snow Angel, that was inspired by an incredibly traumatic event involving sexual assault. She said, I still feel like I'm sorting through those feelings. I recently was like, I actually don't want to follow this person on Instagram anymore because they left me at a club to get drugged. I woke up on a bathroom stall face up in the Beverly Hilton with blood on my pants and had been left alone at that point for like 7 hours. And this week's TikTok chart has arrived. Let's see what's trending. A new leader and a bunch of fresh new faces. The TikTok Billboard Top 50 has been shaken up. J Joe's In the Beginning claims the top spot thanks to a trend where users show you how you know they'd won the lottery. Also in the top 10 of TikTok Billboard Top 50 for the chart posting February 29th is the cast of Glee's Rose's Turn. Everything's coming up this time for me. Beyoncé's Texas Hold'em climbs to number 4, while Ye and Ty Dolla $ign's Carnival lands at number 5. Two more new entries in the top 10 include Back It Up and Dump It and Armando Travaglioli's L'Amor Dice Ciao, which debuted at number 8 thanks to being the perfect track for cute videos. Every Thursday, Billboard will bring you the verified list of the hottest songs on TikTok by monitoring music discovery and engagement on the platform in the United States. To find the TikTok Billboard Top 50 each week, users can simply go to any sound detail page and tap the top right button to access the charts page. We did lose one of the week's creators, Kat Janis, to cancer. We send her family and fans condolences and hope the impact she made lives on. And Women in Music is one of our most inspiring events. We can't wait for next week. Let's learn more about Tim.
I am all about giving back. I'm all about being there for the people that need me and being a part of something that is bigger than myself.
Nigerian singer Tems has truly broken through to become a huge sensation, and Billboard's Women in Music is honoring the talented singer. She first charted on the Hot 100 in 2021 and has been shining ever since. This is Billboard Explains, Tems' breakthrough on the charts. Tems has enjoyed some big collaborations on the Hot 100, including Essence, alongside Wizkid and Justin Bieber. It peaked at number 9 in 2021. You don't need no other body. A year later, the singer held the number 1 spot for 1 week with the song Wait For You. She was featured alongside Drake on Future's hit. Not only has she enjoyed success on the Hot 100, she has charted 15 songs on the Billboard US Afrobeat Songs chart, including 2 number ones with Essence and Free Mind in 2022. With 2 EPs behind her, she's poised to release her debut studio album in 2024.
We'll see you Friday for all the new music you need and an interview with Modest Yahoo. I'm Tetris, and this is Billboard News.